It's the Steve Gruber Show. Trying not to put you back to sleep, but got a birthday today for Graham Russell. 72 years old. 73 years old. Check that. 73. Graham Russell, guitarist, vocalist for Air Supply. Big hits with All Out of Love. Number one in 1981 with The One That You Love. And of course this one, Even the Nights Are Better. Graham Russell from Air Supply, also selling you, for a time, the big soft rock of the 70s infomercial. Graham Russell turned 73 years old today. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Our next guest is there as well, at Rep Rooney. He is the former ambassador from 2005 to 2008 to the Vatican, also served in Congress from 2017 to 2021, representing Florida. It's Ambassador Francis Rooney. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
You have keen insight as to some of the machinations that may have been happening over the past week or so inside the House caucus. First, big picture, what do you think about this debt limit deal that has now passed the House and is heading on to the Senate?
Yeah, in several respects, I think it's a joke. We can't default on our debt. Everybody knows we're not going to default on our debt. So this is a bunch of political posturing to create sound bites and make it look like they did something useful when I don't really think they did much of anything useful. I'm glad they cut the money from the IRS, but at what a cost. Do you know that these so-called work requirement changes, if you read the fine print, they actually have more exemptions to them than there were before for homeless people and young people and stuff like that. They're going to be a net cost.
Right. CBO says more will be eligible and it'll cost more. Yeah.
The exclusions are going to offset the savings of the work. It's ridiculous.
Looking inside, you know, Kevin McCarthy, advocates would say, look, it's the best we could do. We have the House, they have the Senate, they have the presidency. We couldn't talk about McCarthy. The speaker said this yesterday. We had to leave 88% of spending off the table. Only talk about 12% of spending or so. This is the best deal we could come up with. Is that any sort of defense for what this final bill ends up being?
Oh, I guess it is in the sense it's correct, and he made the best deal he could come up with. But it just shows you how sclerotic the entire system is. I mean, 62% of the national spending, of the government spending, is locked in. The Congress doesn't even get to vote on it. It's Medicaid, Social Security, supplemental home benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And then you throw defense in there, it's even more.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you're playing a football game on a 20-yard field here.
You, of course, served with Speaker McCarthy before he was Speaker in Congress from 2017 to 2021. How would you describe his style? How would you describe, you know, what are his commitments as, do you think, as Speaker?
Well, he's a very able legislator, but I don't know that he's the most, he's not a rigid ideologue like a lot of the Freedom Caucus and a lot of the radical liberals. He's a pragmatic guy. So he's probably the perfect guy to kind of work on something like he just did.
Well, we had 71 Republicans vote against this bill last night, 46 Democrats. There was some grumbling and then some more than grumbling from some of the more conservative members of the caucus. It doesn't appear as though this is going to torpedo the speaker's time. He got a deal done. He brought a bill to the floor and got it passed with a fairly substantial majority. So even though there is some unhappiness on the more conservative side of the House caucus, it seems like Kevin McCarthy is going to be safe for now.
Yeah, there's two kinds of behaviors that take place in these votes. There's the behavior before it gets enough votes to pass and the behavior after. And so the people that, you know, want to sound like they're against spending and but really aren't, okay? Nobody is anymore, unfortunately. They'll vote against it for a while or vote for it or not vote, and they'll wait to the end. And then when it looks like it's going to pass, they can vote against it and say, I was against that. You almost have to know when they voted to know if it mattered or not.
Ambassador Francis Rudy is with us. He served in Congress from 2017 to 2021, representing Florida. U.S. Ambassador to the Vatican, 2005 to 2008. Find him on Twitter, at Rep. Rooney. Looking forward, this debt limit has sort of overshadowed everything else happening in Washington for the past couple of weeks at least. Where does the House majority go from here? We have massive challenges on the border. Kevin McCarthy alluded to them yesterday as perhaps some of the IRS money could be spent on border agents and heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Where does the House move now? Where's the focus?
Well, I think they're where they were when I was serving. It's kind of a debating society. We pass all these bills that are called messaging bills to send the public a message of what the members stand for and make them think that they're really worth reelecting. And they're not going to go anywhere. The Senate's not going to take them up. We passed like 500 bills. We passed like 30 about concealed carry. I mean, how many times can you vote for concealed carry? I mean, you know, come on. But the fact is, if the Senate won't pick them up or the president won't sign them, they're not going to become a law. It's shadow boxing.
Sure. And then we look forward a little bit toward 2024, I suppose. Do things slow down in a presidential election year if anything is going to get done? Does it have to be in this 2023 year?
Yeah, probably. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people will be off campaigning the further you get towards November 24. So they'll have a longer recesses. So that limits the amount of time they can try to accomplish things. They'll have to do the appropriations work in the summer. That's probably the last thing they'll do.
One final question for you, Congressman, former Ambassador Francis Rooney with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. There's a discussion about how locked in the savings is in this Fiscal Responsibility Act, 2 years in law and then what, 8 years or so of suggestions in terms of where the budget should be. How much of the promised savings or reduction in spending do you think actually will be realized, say, 10 years down the road?
Probably not very much. If you go back and look at what happened with Obama and Boehner with the Simpson-Bowles agreements and all that and the sequestration, mm-hmm. they eventually took it all back out. I mean, when I was there, the conservatives and liberals hated the sequestration because it stopped them from spending more money.
Right.
The conservatives want to spend it on defense. They took the defense budget up from $700 to $800 billion. And the liberals want to spend it more on welfare.
Mm-hmm. Former Ambassador Francis Rooney served in Congress, too, from 2017 to 2021. And you can find him on Twitter, at Rep. Rooney. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by WellConnect, a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, WellConnect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at WellConnectGeo.com. That's WellConnectGeo.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient. And we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.